The city of Oakland, California, has become a mecca for medical marijuana use. More pot clubs exist in a small area there than anywhere else in the Golden State. California legalized pot for medical use almost a decade ago, but under federal law, distributing or selling the drug remains illegal. Nonetheless, various clubs and distribution centers continue to crop up in this legal limbo, leaving cities like Oakland struggling to figure out how to provide patients access to medical marijuana without alienating the club's neighbors. Judy Campbell of Member Station KQED reports.
It's hard to say exactly how many pot clubs exist in this six-block area of downtown Oakland because many of them are trying hard to stay unnoticed. But there are at least half a dozen on one strip alone, and it's enough to earn the neighborhood the name Oaksterdam, after the pot-friendly Dutch city. This is an innocuous-looking cafe with the usual sticky buns, sticky tables, and chai tea, but in the back, it's a whole other world. Flash a city-certified medical marijuana ID card, pass through a door. Suddenly, the lights are dim, the music is loud, and a man behind a counter reaches out and hands over a menu.
We have candy bars here that are $8. They're hash candy bars. And we also have Rice Krispies and chocolate chip cookies and brownies for $5, and hash chocolates for $5. We have a medium grade, which is our low grade. It's $15 for a half an eighth and $30 for an eighth.
That's not all. They've got pot-infused peanut butter, pecan pies. They'll even sell you a marijuana Atkins diet salad dressing. The idea behind Oaksterdam is that sick people can come to one neighborhood, easily accessible by public transportation, where customers can socialize and empathize with people in a similar situation. So clubs have popped up to meet any kind of potential customer. Steve Ahern is playing guitar in an upscale, trendy coffee shop with a pot club downstairs. He's been paralyzed since a motorcycle accident 20 years ago and uses marijuana for the pain.
I used to go through a lot of trouble and potential trouble to smoke this stuff. You know, just as I used to have to go to real dangerous areas in Oakland and all that. And now, hey, I can come here and it's, you know, I mean, it's totally controlled, it's totally safe. I know I'm not going to get ripped off or anything like that.
One club is what a customer called a cannabis resort. There's a smoothie bar, massages, chess. Another is like a doctor's office, quiet and clinical. Between the clubs, wheelchairs roll and canes softly thud down the street. But as liberating as all this is to medical marijuana users, others have begun to find it annoying.
We saw one move next door to us, upstairs, over us in the same building. Then we see one move on the other side of us. So then we begin to feel like, God, what is going on?
Roosevelt Mosby is the executive director of a gay youth center. Mosby said the last couple of years, 8 cannabis clubs moved in to surround the center. And with them came groups of seedy people looking to buy drugs or to rob the sick. He says it wasn't a scene he wanted the kids around.
Medical marijuana and youth is unacceptable.
Mosby started raising a stink. He went to the city council and called press conferences. Many neighbors backed the clubs, but others began speaking out, like Sam Flores, who owns a music store in the heart of Oaksterdam.
In all honesty, on a Saturday, you see that half the yuppies and half the youth in Oakland must have glaucoma because they're all over there.
Some of these establishments were open with good intentions, and they are trying to fulfill the mission of providing cannabis medicinal purposes.
Oakland City Council President Ignacio de la Fuente has put himself at the center of this debate. He supports medical marijuana, but he says the city now has to impose some limits.
The fact is that quite a few use and abuse this opportunity to make profit, to sell.
So this month, the city council voted for the first time to regulate the pot clubs. Only 4 will be allowed to remain open. The clubs must be at least 1,000 feet apart from each other, and smoking or consumption on the premises won't be allowed. Many club owners and cannabis users are livid. They say the pot clubs have helped revitalize a formerly blighted neighborhood. Kenny Mostern is the spokesperson for a cannabis club merchant association. He says close the clubs that are selling to the wrong people, but don't shut down those that operate, as he calls it, legitimately.
We have been begging for regulation. We have been begging for taxation. We have been begging for licenses. At every step of this process, we've been saying we are legitimate businesses that need to be regulated as legitimate businesses.
All this debate over how to make Oaksterdam work could be for naught. Medical marijuana dispensaries are still illegal under federal law, and even the four Oakland-approved clubs could be raided and shut down at any time. A decision is expected soon in a case currently before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals that challenges the authority of the federal government to outlaw the cannabis clubs. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in Oakland.